Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, Father, we come before you right now to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Thank you for one more day as you have allowed us to rise and to shine. And Father God, we give your name the praise, the honor, and all of the glory. God, as we come on this morning, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. We bless you, we thank you, we magnify you, we glorify you, and we praise your name forever. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We are very appreciative for it, Father. And now we commit the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is done in heaven. Father, forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us for where we have sinned against you, grieved you, and walked in disbelief, Father God, and not walking in faith, love, and obedience. Thank you, Father, for helping us to help ourselves. And we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for another opportunity to come and to serve, Father, in your kingdom, lifting up your name forever and forevermore. So, Father, we embrace this day. We thank you for it, and now we commit the day back over to you, that you will unfold the day, unfold this service, Father God, as you desire it to be. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We bless you. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, because thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen and amen. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And we love him. We honor him. And we praise him on today, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is so great, and God's name is so greatly to be praised. Amen and amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and it's my pleasure, amen, hallelujah, to greet you this morning in Jesus' name. Good, hearty welcome to all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here on today. I am your host, and I am your kingdom coach. Please have a seat at the table. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to eat at the Lord's table. Amen. So we thank you. Amen. Continue to come. Amen. Hallelujah. As we continue, amen, to give God what he desires. Amen. And that's all of us. Amen. He wants it all. Amen. And so this is what we give him. Glory be to God. Amen and amen. We pray that everybody's doing well as we are pushing forward. Amen. Some days we walk through, some days we run through, some days we push through. Glory be to God. Nevertheless, amen, after we've done all the stand, we're still standing. Amen. I want to draw your attention this morning, amen, to the book of Genesis. Amen. That first chapter. All 66 chapters. Amen. All 66 chapters point to Jesus. Amen. But let's look at chapter 13, and I want to read four verses in your hearing. Follow me, if you will. Amen. Make note, amen, starting on verse number 1. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had. And Lot was with him into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Haya, unto the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. My God, my God, my God, what a beautiful portion of scripture there. Amen. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. We want to speak this morning. We want to teach from a subject. Amen. Don't lose out. Don't lose out. Don't lose out. And we bless God. Amen. For ordering our words. Amen. And the words of our mouth, ordering our meditation. Amen. That it's an acceptable meditation upon him. Beloved, regardless, I never forget, I preached the message once years ago. Some of the messages I remember, some I don't. Thank God for videotape. Back in the day, it was audio tape. And believe it or not, I still have my audio tapes. I have most of them. Some things you just can't let go of. But regardless of how long you may have waited, how long you've been waiting on God. You hear some people say they've been waiting on God for a long time. They've been waiting for months, for years, years on years. We hear the testimonies. Amen. One of our partners was talking about testimonies the other night, and it's so true. You know, that was just a wonderful time of our services back in the day, you know, when we would have testimony time. And everybody would get up and share their testimonies. And I think a lot of churches sort of, slimmed back a little bit because I think, you know, at one point maybe it got a little bit out of hand. Maybe it was taking too much of the service time. And, you know, I got to be real careful because a lot of those testimonies weren't testimonies. And you got to be careful because otherwise it can kill the spirit. See, then the preacher tried to come up and try to preach over some of that stuff. You know, you really need a bona fide miracle. But testimonies are a beautiful thing because, amen, we overcome by the word of our testimonies. But regardless of how long you may have waited or how difficult your circumstances are, okay, some of you have health challenges, financial challenges, okay, relationship challenges, okay, regardless, a challenge is a challenge. I don't care what level it's on. Okay, a challenge is a challenge, see, and a lot of us are facing something. If you know, you're facing something, we all are not facing the same thing. Some of us are facing the same thing, but we're facing it on different degrees and different levels, different levels of intensity. But I come to tell you this morning, and I come to encourage you this morning, do not become weary and do not give up hope. Whatever you do, don't give up. Whatever you do, I don't care how long it's been. I don't care how difficult it may seem. Don't give up. God has not forgotten about you. Do not give up. Galatians tells us, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Do not give up. Do not become impatient. When you become impatient, you get in trouble. You miss out. You miss out because what was coming to you, glory be to God, it's still coming in your direction, but you're not there. You're not there to receive it. You know, it's like FedEx bringing a package to your house that you got to sign for. You know what I mean? You're not even there. So you don't get to, that package has to go back. But the Bible encourages us to continue persevering in faith with full confidence. Now, I want you to make note of the word full, F-U-L-L, full confidence, complete confidence, and assurance that God is faithful and God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You can count on that. You can count on God. You can depend on God. He cannot deny himself. And he is the Word. Okay? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God cannot deny himself. He cannot deny him word. His word, if God said it. You see? God's schedule might not look like your schedule, and most times it don't. Time clock doesn't look like your time clock because God doesn't have a time clock. God is eternal. The keys to taking possession of God's promises and blessings are faith and patience. You got to have those two things. I'm standing on the promises. I'm believing God for all my promises. All right, good. That means you're walking in faith and patience. Because ain't nothing going to happen if you don't have patience. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. See? You don't have to, now that's one thing you don't have to pray for, patience. Glory be to God. Because it's coming. Because some things you got to wait for. Okay? Mommy finally gave conception to that baby in her womb. Oh, she's been waiting for it, praying for it. My baby on the way, all right? But she still got to wait 9 months. She ain't having the baby the next day. See? So some things you got to wait for until it's fully developed. Fully developed. You don't want anything before time. You don't want anything before time. So, beloved, in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 6, verse number 12, look what the word of God tells us. Verse 12 says this. Let me start with verse number 11. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance. See, here go that word, F-U-L-L, full assurance of hope until the end. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith, patience, inherit the promises. You see that? Glory be to God. You cannot become spiritual lazy. You can't do it. We know we attempt it, and we know we do. But we have to come up out of our stupor. We are encouraged to hold on. Don't become lazy. But imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Beloved, all of the patriarchs, the matriarchs, glory be to God, they had to go through something. Their patience was tried. Their faith was tried. It was not an easy journey for nobody, not even Jesus. Glory be to God. Huh? Other than those situations and circumstances, it wasn't breaking them. It was making them. See, they didn't know, just like you don't know. But God knows. God knows what he's doing. Because he's very intentional. See? And if you quit every time the wind blow, you'll never go anywhere. See, you can't quit when the wind blow. You got to know that God controls the wind. Peace be still. See, God controls this thing. He controls your steps. God is in charge. See? And when you're going through something, you have to remember that it ain't going to last always. Trouble don't last always. See? Hallelujah. So we can't be spiritual lazy. But we have to follow those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promise. You have to be a follower. See, you can't, everybody want to lead, nobody want to follow. Everybody want to be the chief, nobody wants to be the Indians. You can never be a good leader if you're not a good follower. See, and those who have gone before us, read your Bible. We can learn something from all of them. Every single one, see, the men and the women that have gone before us, we can find something. Amen. We can learn something. They were our mentors. We also see, beloved, that Abraham obtained God's promises through faith and patience. That's a, now, everybody talking about Father Abraham. Well, how did he get there? Yeah, because now he was just special. He wasn't no more special than you. But stay right here in Hebrews chapter 6 and come on down to verse number 15. Matter of fact, let's start at 13. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And so, read verse 15 now. After he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Abraham had to go through something. 100 years old. 100 years old before that promise came forth. You know, we got little rascals out here. These boys out here, you know what I mean? They're dropping their seed here, there, making babies everywhere at the age of 15. Abraham was 100 years old. Waited 25 years for a promise. See, some of us don't want to wait 25 days. We don't want to wait 25 weeks. Please don't make me wait 25 months. Faith. God said it is going to happen. Well, how long, much longer? I don't know how much longer. You've been saying that for a long time. But you fantasizing? No, I ain't fantasizing, baby. I'm faithfulizing. Y'all know I make up words as I go. Glory be to God. No. What you dreaming? Yeah, I am a dreaming. God's able to, amen, make the dream into a reality. I'm dreaming on his word. I'm dreaming on his promises. I think you need to give up now because you're getting old. Getting old? You got to be kidding. Old what? 1,000 years is just one day in the Lord's kingdom. What you talking about? I ain't getting older. I'm getting younger. Glory be to God. Age is an attitude. See, because otherwise life, people, the devil, see, going to talk you out of it. They're going to allow you to shift your faith and now you someplace that you know what I mean, you shouldn't be. If any of these, amen, matriarchs, amen, they would have never received the promises if they had wavered. If they said, well, let me help God out a little bit. Let me try it this way. See, God didn't ask you for all that. God know which way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I don't need you to show me which way to go. I'm trying to show you which way to go. See? But, beloved, when we get weak in our faith and lazy in our faith, then we lose out because we're not where we're supposed to be. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, beloved, in verse 15, that after Ham had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. God wants us to take possession of our inheritance. But it's going to take some faith. Some of you have already been waiting a long time. Your waiting is not in vain. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He said, you're going to mount up with wings as eagles, baby. And let me tell you something about that eagle. That eagle flies high in the sky above the storm. Why? Because you're waiting on God. Sometimes you look a little silly, you know, according to the world. But what they know, they don't know nothing. Glory be to God. But you have to keep your faith active. Your faith has to remain active. Beloved, those are those, excuse me. There are those people, beloved, who look at Abraham and the children of Israel, and they think that the blessings and prosperity that God showered upon them was only for the days that they lived in. That was only for the Old Testament. That was only for, you know, them coming out. That was only for them back in that day. Glory be to God. But what they do not understand is that God intended for his blessings to continue to flow upon his people throughout all generations. All generations. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. His promise to Abraham was, okay, I want you to write this scripture down. Excuse me. I want you to write this scripture down in Genesis chapter 12, verse number 3. Genesis 12 and 3 says, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. You see that? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God gave Abraham a promise, amen, that all the families of the earth will be blessed through him. Now, just think that. Just hold that thought for 1 second. Okay? So all the families of the earth, okay? Then we continue to read. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, Galatians 3 and 29, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. All right, so they meant it now. Did you get it? All right, so we see where God gave Abraham the blessing. All the families of the earth are going to be blessed through Abraham's seed. Then we see here in Galatians tells us that we are Abraham's seed if you belong to Christ. Even Christ himself came through Abraham's seed. So if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You're an heir. Okay? Glory be to God. What's the girl name? Hilton. I can't even think of her name right now. For Hilton Hotels, amen. She was born, amen, into all that money. The Hilton dynasty, okay. When them babies, amen. Walmart Corporation. When they start their families, them babies come into the world. They born into the money. They ain't got to work or go to school for it. They was born into the inheritance. Okay, or that's how it is for you. When you are born again, you are born into the inheritance because you came through Abraham's seed, through Christ. See, You are an heir. So the promise already belongs to you. We're waiting for something that's yours. You waiting for it. But what you're waiting for already belongs to you. You're just waiting for the manifestation of it. Glory be to God. See, Abraham, amen, had the promise the moment God spoke it to him. He just had to wait 25 years for the manifestation. See? So that patience, that's why the Bible says don't give up. Don't drop the ball. Don't throw in the towel. Glory be to God. Hold on. It's manifested. What do we do while we're waiting on God to bring it to pass? Huh? We're serving him just like we already got it. We're praising him just like we already got it. That's why the Bible says rejoice in all things. Amen. And again, I say rejoice. It didn't say rejoice for all things. All right? Because some things, you know what I mean, you're not going to rejoice when you get bad news. Okay? But you can rejoice in it. You don't have to rejoice for it, but you can rejoice in it. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Through Christ, we are Abraham's seed and heirs of God's promised blessings. If ye be Christ. Now, you notice the condition here. If. Now, this is not for everybody on the earth. No, we're talking about those who belong to Christ. See, we favored. We live under God's favor. It ain't nothing like living under favor, baby. One day of favor will take you a lifetime. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Not only have we inherited the blessings of salvation, the blessings of healing and deliverance, we have received the blessings of all spiritual blessings through Christ. All of that belongs to us. But guess what? Hallelujah. God didn't stop there. Because we have also inherited all of the promises of God. How many promises in the Bible? I don't know. Count them. Count them. Okay? I know it's over 1,000. Glory be to God. You know, if you Google it, Google gonna tell you, I think it's about 1,800 promises. Huh? You can go on Google. Or you can do your own research. All those promises are yours. Every single one. Which one do you want to appropriate? See? I don't know about you, but I want more than one. Because they're all yours. Glory be to God. And as I close this morning, which we don't want to forget, because a lot of Christians don't want to talk about it. See? But and all those promises that God has given us, okay, I wish above all that you be in good health and prosper, even as your soul prosper. He gives us, amen, promises about keeping us safe from harm's way, okay? And we don't have to be afraid of our enemies, and glory be to God, and promises, amen, or we don't have to be afraid of the devil and what the devil is trying to do. And why? Because if God be for you, who can be against you? All right, so we got all these promises, glory be to God, huh? But included in that, beloved, is prosperity and temporal blessings. But who God gonna give it to? The sinner? I mean, you mean God gonna withhold it from his children? He gonna withhold his blessings from his children and give all his blessings to the sinner? God's not that desperate to win souls. See, either you believe or you don't. He's not going to bamboozle you and bribe you, amen, to come on over in his kingdom. He wants you to be there because you want to be there. See? Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God don't want nobody in heaven that don't want to be there. You don't want to go to heaven? God, guess what? God says, it's okay. I don't want you there either because you ain't getting in. See? But beloved, amen, what God, look, people that have great testimonies, have achieved great success stories and turnarounds. You need to, that's why I like to read, because you can learn a whole lot in the book, okay? Or put on the audio, or put on, you know, listen to their testimony. Number one, they all went through something. See, we want to base in everybody's testimony, you know, but don't nobody want to walk in your shoes. We want your glory. We want to share in your glory, but we don't want to share in your story. See, everybody went through something. Huh? To get to where they got and still moving forward. Everybody had to wait. Now, what if they had quit? No, that testimony wouldn't have been the same. Mm-mm. What if they had given up on faith? Well, this Christianity thing don't work. But no, they wouldn't have had that same testimony. Mm-mm. What if they had threw in the towel? What if they had cut a deal with the devil, made a date with the devil? Amen. Stop believing. They wouldn't have had that same testimony. Abraham wouldn't have had it. He wouldn't have been the father of all nations. Glory be to God. Jesus wouldn't have had it. Jesus could have told all of us where to go. He said, you know what? Shoot. I'm going back up in heaven now. Lord, send the angels. 10,000 angels, they would have came. Huh? But he endured. Brother Paul say, amen, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. What if Brother Paul had given up? We're still reading his writings today, two-thirds of the New Testament. Two-thirds. Paul had no idea how God was using him. Beloved, if you give up, let me tell you something. You don't want to erase your legacy. God is doing something in you, not only for you, but for your family, this generation and the next generation too. You don't have an idea what God is doing, the same way Abraham and the prophets of old didn't know either. Glory be to God. And God is trying to get something to you, but he got to make sure you ready for it when it comes. And you got to be in the right place to receive it. Anywhere I am, I'm going to be okay. No, you misinformed. God told Elijah over there at the brook, amen. He sent the dirty birds to feed them. Okay, he sent the ravens. Okay, to make sure, amen, that Elijah had food, amen, because of the famine, all right? Then the Bible says the brook dried up. Well, I'm going to stay right here, and yeah, because God's going to put some water in this brook, because I know my God is a miracle-working God, uh-huh, and God don't want me to die of thirst, yeah, uh-huh. But that's exactly what's going to happen if you don't obey him. He told Elijah, he said, Elijah, I want you to get up now. The brook is dried up. I want you to go over there to Zarephath, and there's a widow woman over there, and she's going to take care of you. God could have continued sending the water in the brook. God don't bless you from anywhere. God bless you from somewhere. And you got to make sure that somewhere is where God would have you to be, beloved. The somewhere today is you got to remain in faith. You can't step outside of faith. Just let me run and see what's going on over here. No. Mm-mm. That ain't the wrong answer. Is God leading you over there? Is God leading you over there? I just want to see what they got. No, you trying to help God out. You trying to expedite some things. You can't do the expedition. The expedition is in God's hands. And God is able to do it. God is able to give you divine speed. God is able to turn your whole situation around in a minute, in a moment. Joseph went to prison. He went to bed that night in the prison, okay, after Potiphar's wife had lied on him. Huh? He was still in the prison. The next morning, they woke him up and said, man, clean up. Take a bath. Take a shower. Shave. Come on. You're going to see Pharaoh. God turned his whole situation around in a day. What a difference a day make. Just because you in this situation today don't mean you are going to be in this situation tomorrow. Matter of fact, it don't even mean you're going to be in this situation today. You might start the morning off like this. You don't know how your day going to end. God moves that quickly. But if you're in the wrong place, see, if you stop believing God, if you get impatient with God, you're going to miss out. We come to encourage you today. Don't miss out. Don't miss out. Hold on. Brother Paul says that, Brother Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Come on, hold on, hold tight. When the storms keep on raging in my life, times you can't tell night from day. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. I forgot the other words, but y'all know the words. Hallelujah. My soul is anchored. My soul is anchored in the Lord. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to give up. And I'm not going to quit. But I'm holding on the promises of God. God has promised me victory. God has promised me healing in my body, healing in my mind, healing in my family, healing in my relationships, healing in my money, healing in my business. Everything going to be all right. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to move out of place, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till my change come. And while I'm waiting, I'm going to serve him. While I'm waiting, I'm going to praise him. While I'm waiting, I'm going to keep on praying, keep on doing, keep on keeping on, keeping on. I refuse to quit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'ma wait till my change come. Don't lose out. Don't lose out. It's already been dispatched. It's already been dispatched. Glory be to God. It's on the way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 I ordered my granddaughter graduation gift with graduating from college next month. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I looked to see, okay, but where is it at? Hallelujah. They said, Mrs. Bradford is on the way. Oh, it's on the FedEx truck. It's on the way. It's in transit to you. It's on the way. I come to encourage you today, saints. Your blessing is on the way. It's on the way. The angels are carrying it. Hallelujah. Just a little spiritual warfare right now. Hallelujah. But Michael told Daniel, Daniel, God heard your prayer the day that you prayed it. Matter of fact, before you got the words out your mouth, God was reading your heart. He said, but I had a little interception. Oh, hallelujah. I had to fight with the angels for 21 days. There was a little interference. Hallelujah. But your prayer helped me to break through. But your fasting helped me to break through. Oh, yeah, beloved. It's just a little spiritual warfare right now. The devil, the prince of the air, don't want it to be released. But your angel is not going to give up. So since your angel is not going to give up, I want to encourage you not to give up either. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. God has not forgotten you. He's coming through. When you least expect it, you're elected. I said, God is coming through. Don't lose out. Don't lose out. Don't give up. Don't give up. Hold on. Hold on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Keep standing. And after you've done all the stand, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand further. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, you're going to run, baby, and not walk. Oh, glory be to God. I'm trying to close. I'm trying to close. I'm trying to close. Oh, God, hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 40. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 But those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. And they will walk and not faint because they waited. Not because they gave up, but because they waited. Don't lose out. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you for the word of God on today. Woo! Thank you. Thank you for your word of encouragement. Oh, Father God, you know sometimes, Father God, we might get a little weary. We might start to lean in a little bit. Sometimes we ain't sure. Sometimes, Father God. Hallelujah. The devil wants us to think contrary. People want us to think contrary. And the truth of the matter is, hallelujah, it ain't got nothing to do with the devil. God, it's our way of thinking, our way of belief. And we get tired. But God, when we get tired, help us to stop and get some rest. Glory be to God and get on up again. And keep on getting up and keep moving forward in faith. Help us not to become spiritually lazy, Father, because when we do, we miss out. Thank you, Father, for helping us not to miss out and lose out. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, here you go. Here you go. Don't lose out. Don't lose out. Let me tell you something. You mess around. Glory be to God in transition. And Jesus is not in your heart. Then somebody got to tell you. So I'm going to be the one to tell you because I ain't scared. You're going to hell, baby. Well, Pastor, you a prosperity preacher? Yeah, I'm a prosperity preacher. But guess what? I'm a hellfire and brimstone preacher, too. I'm a full gospel preacher. If it's in the word, I'm preaching it. You're going to hell. Not because of your sin, but because you refuse to accept the only person who's able to save you from your sin. And his name is Jesus. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, amen, ye shall be saved. Just ask Jesus to save you from your sins. That's all. God, I'm sorry. I come to you in faith, believing. I confess all my sins before you. I ask Jesus to come into my heart, save me, be my Lord, be my Savior, and help me, teach me, and lead me. Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam. There you go. That is the beginning of your new life in Christ. It's not the end. You can't do that. You can't come to God in faith, ask out God to save you, then drop your faith and go back and live for the devil. But that's the beginning. Amen. A woman doesn't give birth to a baby and leave the baby on the doorstep. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Then reach out to us here at LifeWord Jesus, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Visit our website. Amen. Reach out to us. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. Amen. We're not going to stalk you. We just want to, amen, rejoice with you, send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. Amen. Glory be to God. Send us out an email. However, send us out a regular mail. A lot of people don't like to write no more. I like writing letters, putting stamps on the envelopes. I like doing stuff like that. Whatever turns you on, reach out to us. Amen. We want to pray with you and pray for you. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. All right, all right, all right, all right. Amen. We ought to pray without ceasing. That's going to help you not to give up. You know, I can always tell when a Christian is backsliding. I can always tell. You can tell, too, when they stop praying, when the prayer get weak. Yep. That's step number one. They ain't praying no more. How you going to walk with God and not be connected to God? That's the first sign. The second sign is when they don't want to be around other Christians. They're always making an excuse why they can't be around the brethren, the fellowship. That's the second sign. They backsliding. Amen. Glory be to God. So Peter backslid too. He followed Jesus from afar, denied him three times, but Peter repented. and God forgave him. I come to tell you, God will forgive you too. Amen and amen. All right, 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. We'll be there, Lord's willing. Amen. Call in. Let us pray. Let us pray. If you want to be around some people that know how to get a prayer through, come on. 385-799-9729. Share it. Share the telephone number. Amen. Call in for prayer. Prayer works. Amen and amen. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we ask that every step we take will be directed by you. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel all these things now in Jesus' name. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not, shall not come to pass. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve at the altar today, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you for blessing this ministry and other ministries, Father, that are doing your will. Thank you for helping us all, Father, not to give up on faith, not to become impatient, but to hold on until our change comes, because it's a coming. Matter of fact, it's already here. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this service by the word, by the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. Glory be to God that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Blessings be to you and you and you and you and you. You didn't have to do what you did this morning. When you woke me up right on time, you didn't have to do it, but you did. Open these old eyes of mine. I thank you for sparing me one more day. If it wasn't for your mercy and your grace, nothing else we can do. Turned away and shook his head. But all grace and mercy stepped in right on time. Commanded death to take his hands off this child of mine. If it wasn't for your mercy and your grace, but I could not run this race.
without you, but I couldn't have got up this morning if it wasn't for your mercy.